Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Men ought always to pray and never lose heart. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. This encouraging statement by our Lord and Savior teaches us the power of prayer in helping us to stay faithful, stay on course, and do what God wants us to do in this life. Welcome to our study on the series of prayer. The next few lessons, we're going to look at some things that God tells us specifically that we ought to mention in prayer, things that ought to be a regular part of our prayer life. The first of those is we ought to pray for the lost. You know, when we mention people in prayer, when we pray for things, we're real good to remember those who are sick physically. So-and-so's in the hospital and we need to remember them, or so-and-so's had a stroke, we need to remember them. And all that's good and well, but more importantly than physical sickness is those who are spiritually sick, lost in sin. And how often do we pray for them? Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. The Bible says, when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Notice, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus clearly taught his disciples, as he saw this multitude of people who were lost with no spiritual direction, you pray that God will send laborers out there to reach them with the gospel. And so today we need to be praying for the spread of the gospel, praying for open doors in areas where the gospel has not gone. And we need to be praying for those we know are lost in sin. Like 1 John 5, verse 16, we see someone committing a sin that doesn't lead to death, we ought to ask, and God will give life to that person. Implied from that is we ought to pray for their repentance, pray for them to come back, and when they decide to, God will be more than willing to forgive them. And so we need to pray for the lost. Peter told Simon, repent and pray that the evil thought of your heart may be forgiven you. And so let's remember the lost. The most important thing we could ever pray for is that people will hear the gospel, obey it, and they won't have to spend eternity in hell. What more important item could we have in our prayer than lost souls?
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.